Okay, hi everyone. This is the Verifiable Credentials for Education Task Force. I'm going to start with reviewing the agenda and the boilerplate items. So today we're going to have another working session on modeling verifiable credentials for education. As usual, you can bring up any topics to discuss that advance the efforts of this group, and we'll have a bit of discussion about sort of segmentation of the different focuses of this group as well. So let me start with the IP note. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. And the link to join the CCG, I just pasted into Zoom. And you may need to ensure you have a W3 account first. And that link is here. All of these are free and for CCGs. And then lastly, here's the link to the contributor license, community contributor license agreement. Call notes, these minutes and an audio recording of everything said on this call are archived in our GitHub repo. Today, let's just use Zoom entirely. IRC is not really providing us much value right now with queuing. So we'll be in touch with that. And let's see. So just use the raise hand feature or just type Q plus in chat, whichever is easiest for you. Let's see. Okay. With that, we're ready to move on to the next introductions, reintroductions. And Phil, yeah, no need to do present plus in chat. I'll just take a snapshot of who's here. And yeah. And Anthony, I'll be sharing some video at some point, just basically reviewing the work items. Okay, introductions and reintroductions. Do we have anyone new on the call today?
Good morning, Marty Reed with Randa Solutions.
Hi, Marty. So you said Randa Solutions?
Randa, yes, ma'am.
Randa, got it. Okay, thanks. Thank you for joining us. Carrie, can I call on you to reintroduce yourself?
You can. Hi, everyone. It's funny. I actually have a call on hold on my phone.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, it's just funny. I was canceling an insurance policy and it was taking forever. So, my name is Carrie Lemoy, and I'm from Open Works Group. And I've been working in open badges and ed tech for a little bit over a decade. And now I'm transitioning from a technologist to doing more research. And most recently I've been working with the American Council on Education on their blockchain and education initiative and looking to do more research in this space. So I need to know everything that's going on all the time with all the standards so I can like understand it and do the best research I can.
Great, thanks, Carrie.
Sure.
Okay, I'm not seeing anyone else new, unless anyone would like to reintroduce themselves. Okay, I think we can move ahead to the next section, which is the highlight in the working session, modeling verifiable credentials for education. Okay, one thing I wanted to start with was a discussion that we had last week, which is what this task force is trying to accomplish. We have a charter where we talked about that. As we progress, we can get more specific, but then as we progress further on certain, throughout the course of the task force, we're developing several artifacts. So one of these is the VCED models spec. And I think to the discussion last week, a lot of additional topics have gotten pulled into the draft spec that, you know, we can possibly move outside to other work items of the task force. First, the high level, there's a high level topic of scope. So what are we doing with this document? Representing skills, some more formal education, like a diploma, and then informal education, like webinar attendance. Within that, there are, so how do I say it? There are several issues that get tied to that that would end up being maybe too low level. So for that work item. So they're not saying that the task force won't do it. They're just possibly out of scope for that document. So some things might include the XML mapping work that we have to do to make verifiable credentials usable as XML. And actually I can paste these in as potentially out of scope. And it's possible Anthony's PR will address some of this. So maybe I'll come back to this. So I would possibly propose that out of scope are for this document would include things like XML, details of the XML mapping, because that's going to be a whole other, that's going to be a PR against the VC maintenance charter group. General solutions for things like image integrity. So this is something we talked about last week, which is people will be representing images in different ways, whether it's HTML, SVG, PDF, maybe links to an image that's hosted somewhere. But then also there's the concept of integrity of that image. So general solutions for things like that might be out of scope. This one, and then also PDF as container, I would recommend is out of scope. I think what I'm getting at here is that we might think of what we're focusing on in this initial document as more descriptive versus some of these other things get into more prescriptive. And then those are the things that end up being a bit more will require their own efforts to iterate around, like image integrity. How do we represent the general notion of that? And we're not saying prescriptive for a broad set of people using verifiable credentials, just in terms of if you want to maximize interoperability of, you know, for like sort of wallet users, things like that, these are our recommended practices. So I'm just going to add those. Next, let me turn to Anthony's PR. And hopefully this will let you see my screen. Do you, is it, can you see the PR now?
Yep.
Okay, Anthony, can I call on you to talk to this real fast?
Sure. So if you could just scroll it down a little bit more so the green part can all be in there. Sorry for getting this to everyone so late. So what I tried and do to do was describe what, at least from my point of view, are the basic concepts we need to include. I very purposely didn't name the concepts so that we wouldn't, for example, have problems about what does credential engine call a credential versus what does W3C call a credential, etc. If we agree on the concepts, we can name them anything under the sun. To my point of view, there are four concepts that we need in an educational space. The first concept describes an activity somebody has done. They performed Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. They attended a conference. They spent 6 years working as a lion tamer. Things they have done. And it's really just says this person has done something. That's it.
These are great examples, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
Second concept would be a learning outcome or a skill. You know how long people in education argue about the difference between those two, and I really don't want to get into it. Examples of this concept would be piano playing, advanced woodworking, Or if you imagine something in a more learning outcome-y format, work in accordance with established sustainability practices. So these are all learning outcomes slash skills, et cetera. The third concept basically describes the outcome of a formal assessment process and is very much, let's say, the ambit more formal education. And examples of this, bachelor in sociology, a Microsoft certification, a certificate that says you're a member of the bar, these kinds of things. And then the fourth one is describes a person's participation or membership in an educational activity. So an example might include that you are a student of the University of Wine Country. You're an apprentice lawyer with the California Bar Association, et cetera, et cetera. Two things to note about these concepts. First of all these concepts can be related to one another. So for example, a bachelor in sociology can include the acquisition of the skill of sociological research. It can have been performed after 500 hours of fieldwork practice while being a student of the University of Orlando. Let's say all of these concepts could, let's say, include relational fields to each other if one wanted to. The second part of this is the approach to defining these. And let's say this is kind of a mix, it's a bit of a hybrid of the examples that were provided below. So what you find is that you could talk about all of these concepts being able to be described in terms of a definition and an instance. So a definition is a standardized description of that concept. It's a link to a URI describing the concept and a type field or a framework URI to say where it's coming from. So a badge class would be a typical example of a definition, for example. Then, because some models need these, you would also have an instance class, and an instance would describe data about the person's individual performance of that concept. So if you're talking about, I don't know, a bachelor in sociology, that's where you would put the person's grade or the date the person specifically went to that course and say all the stuff that is unique to the individual and is associated with that concept. If you scroll a little bit more down, I put a very, very basic example in JSON, which you should see there. So here I put in line 19, you see schema has concept, because I just put has concept so I don't get into the terminology. And you see that the definition has an ID and a framework. And there would probably be several frameworks accepted globally. And then those are the only two you have to have. We could have a whole description. Then probably you'd want to include a name and description, but let's say what goes below the concept ID and framework, that's discussion for another meeting. And then below that, there's the instance of that definition. I just invented a couple of fields here and said date performed or grade. But again, let's say what goes into the instance would depend on, let's say, which educational standard you're using. So those are, let's say, the first high level thoughts I had about this. Again, this is really meant to just be a framework or template for discussion to get the ball rolling.
Fantastic. I really like this. There are a couple of things I wanted to come. Okay, I don't see anyone's hand raised. We have few, we don't have that many people, so feel free to just interrupt me if I'm missing you. But one thing that I really like about this is this has concept instance, has concept definition instance. So one thing that I've been struggling with in modeling is the idea of the instance of the credential award. So like specifically I'm talking about, I attended a course and, you know, got some credential award or credential. I achieved some credential according to that framework, right? So this, let's use this agency facilities management as an example. Then there are things specific to my instance of achieving or acquiring that, which, like the examples you include here, date performed, grade, but then also might include, you know, back to images. So something representing my attainment of that, because the way I've seen a lot of them model it is the images are being put under credential subject, which doesn't seem right. It's not a picture of me, the subject, it's a picture of my instance of award of that credential. So image, like in, I don't know if you, I can, let me annotate. So like images in here would be like a static, you know, something that every recipient of that credential of agency facilities management would get. Images here could have like my name embedded in it or whatever specific to me. And so this is the first example I've seen that kind of teases that apart, independent of what we call them right now. But so, so I like this a lot.
I just had a quick question. If maybe this is just following on the same lines, but I was just wondering is if there's any sense of like, PII goes here or no PII goes here, like with the instance, could it be some record systems for student credentials would have like, I don't know, a student identifier in there or just wondering about that because Kim was saying that the image that might contain PII or something specific to the student would happen in the instance section. Is that sort of by design?
That was just an example of how you okay. use instance. In the PII question is a big, and it will be an ongoing one. We need to, so I'm thinking that for this draft spec, a more complete survey of that may be out of scope. But with that, we definitely need to include in the privacy security concerns, you know, what's happening there. But I do think we need, you know, basically like the concerns, like you don't want to put it on a blockchain or things like that. But we do need to, I mean, that's a general problem with verifiable credentials, but I think that it would be useful for us to push forward on that specifically in the context of education. I'm curious, maybe I could ask, well, actually I'll get to Phil first. And then I was curious to ask Anthony if what's happening in like EDCI, for example. Phil, you're up first.
Thanks, Kim. I'm trying to get my head around the level of the conversation here because it sounds much, to me at least, like what Anthony's suggesting has many of the elements that are in, for example, the data model for badges, an assessment pointer to the method by which a particular achievement or capability was determined, or evidence of that determination. In terms of an array of things that a person might have done that can be pointed to. So I'm just trying to understand how what we're talking about here differs from the description of other data models that have been put forward for carrying a credential.
I can talk to that quickly and then I'll work through the queue, which is that I think what we're talking about here is the more generalized notion. So I think that, you know, there are other, say there are other non-open badges type, you know, schemas. This one specifically, we're trying to avoid use of certain terms. We're just talking about the concept of it. And then those can be mapped to these other, frameworks. But I do think that, you know, there's there's a mapping work that's happening, say, like, what is that called? Basically, the effort started in T3, where it's sort of in, you know, this credential here means credential there, this field here means that field there. I think what we're talking about is slightly higher level than that. We're talking about, you know, what are the concepts we want to express? What are the general categories we want for it? So like this idea of the definition versus the instance. And then I don't think it will necessarily be saying like, things have to comply with this structure. Like this isn't prescriptive for open badges to say adopt this structure, but it is useful for understanding how what they have in open badges map to this. That's my personal take on it, but add yourself to the queue if you have additions. Carrie, you're up.
Actually, I probably don't have much more to say than Phil, because I was thinking the same thing that we were talking about, somewhat of like an individual's assertion and the corollary to open badges with, like, you know, a baked badge, the badge image, what could have something that is personal and unique, whereas the badge image overall is something that, you know, all the recipients is references. So, and also, I guess I should say that in the out of scope issue that you had up earlier, because I was a little bit late, sorry, I added something about evidence and documentation. So I don't know, maybe if that fits in here in terms of like providing evidence of some kind, like proof, right? A visual or audio or some kind of media reference or something like that. Also, I'm probably too specific at this stage, so.
Oh no, that's interesting. So for evidence, are you saying that would be out of scope?
Well, I put it in the out of scope document to ask that question to see if it is out of scope. And I wasn't sure if it'd come up yet, but it's a pretty critical aspect of open badges that I think has been underutilized that could be more utilized.
Yeah, that's a good point. Putting it in the issue is a good start. I think I'd like to continue iterating on that. We'll come back to that. I was going to offer some opinions on that, but we'll come back to that. Let me see what else I might be missing. Data ecosystem schema mapper, is that the term that I was looking for earlier, basically?
Yes, that's okay. The link that you were talking about, the T3, that you pick a spine as a reference and then you map directly to the elements of other representations.
Right, okay.
This is Jeannie, sorry, was there a question about the mapping tool?
Oh no, I was just trying to refer to it, and they found me the precise reference. Okay. So back to the PR, let me see where we are. Okay, so concepts requiring definition. So Anthony, to get back to the PR, I think basically, let me look for context. Okay, so this is in sort of the intro section where we're talking about what is the scope of this document. So, and then we have this concept example. Now, Anthony, can I ask you to comment on how you see this informing the rest of the document? So my read again is, this is talking about conceptually the generalized structure, and then the specific examples we give, you know, may not necessarily comply with this, but this is a good generalized structure for things like where we're bridging to frameworks, like say, like credential, something defined in Credential Engine would be a really good example of that. Where that's not trying to describe the instance, it's describing more like this what's in this definition part. So yes, any other comments on, you know, sort of context and purpose of these additions?
Maybe I will answer to it as well here. We're clearly not trying to build an entirely new DBA educational standard here. So the, let's say, four concepts was an attempt to say, listen, are these the four concepts that exist across all the various educational standards there are? My hope is that a badge plot, that an open badge would fit, let's say, completely into a verifiable credential, that a Europass would fit and the credential engine would fit, and that there would at least be, let's say, a small base of concepts that can be carried over between them. That was also the reason I put in definition and instance is because if you look at the European ones, in particular, MREX and Europass, this instance is a big deal, mainly because they were built for formal education. By the way, the instance terminology is also stolen from there, but I'm not wedded to it in any way. Moving forward from here, the idea would be, I think, that A, we would find names for these concepts which we can agree on, and I'm very afraid of that process, actually. But then secondly, we would need to, I think, agree what is the minimum amount of data each concept should contain, which I think is the trickier one. A name we can all agree on. Beyond the name, it starts getting more complex, and I think we'll need to discuss it. In terms of what goes into the instance, I don't think we need to define anything at this stage that goes into instance. I think it would be, let's say, up to the framework to define what goes in the instance. There are a couple of things you might say we could consider standardizing. You could consider putting a grade there. You could consider putting an evidence there. But let's say for both of those, I have a question mark in my own head whether, let's say, it's something we should deal with here, or if that should, let's say, belong somewhere else in terms of standardizing and coordinating. So that's, let's say, where my thoughts are so far. And to be honest, further thoughts will come based on what people say in this call.
Great. Phil, you're up. Phil Barker, you're up.
I'm looking at this and I'm trying to get my head around whether it fits with the current things that are already in schema.org. Has concept, I'm finding a bit confusing. I'm wondering if there isn't some way of using the existing has credential mirroring the sort of thing that's already in schema.org between a course and a course instance to have a credential and a credential instance. And perhaps skipping the definition thing, because it seems to me that the definition is what you already have for the range of has credential, which would be a credential described in JSON LD. Which all sounds a bit rambly. I just wanted to say that this seems confusing to me given the background of what's already in schema.org.
I'll call on Anthony, but my impression is not that it's meant to replace that. I think this is just a kind of meta model, I think, right? So has concept, he intentionally doesn't want to put specific words in there, right? Because there's discussion about like has achieved versus has performed, has credential. And I think that we're all aligned that has credential is, it's good that it's there. We can reuse that. But the idea of what are we trying to describe in general before sort of mapping to some specific thing. So Anthony, can I call on you to talk more about that?
No, I think you covered it nicely. So the issue with has credential is I don't know if has credential would apply equally to the four concepts I describe above. If so, then you might use as credential and make those types, or those could be four different high level concepts. So this isn't something I am clear on myself either at this point.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I was just getting a bit confused with the sort of the point where the way wording goes from the vague has credential to the very specific example underneath that. But okay, I understand now in the context you've just explained.
So one actually other thing related to this is that we probably need to get editors. So comment on editors versus authors. So my understanding is for editors, that's more the people that, so editors are also authors, but then they're also taking responsibility for doing PRs and accepting commits to the spec. And then also just sort of, they're more owning the general direction of the spec. And then authors, I think that there's some heuristics that are used for that, but typically I think, you know, it's something that's self-identified. If it's something, if this spec is something you want to contribute to, you see yourself making commitments to or commits to in the future, then we can add you as an author. And I think that there are a few people that I've identified as, you know, sort of contributing to this already. And feel free to, can people just reach out to me directly if you're interested in being an editor versus author. And what I'll do is get some names, like at least an initial set of names on the spec itself, because I think we do need to have some initial set of editors to approve PRs, just so it's not, you know, rubber stamping this. But I think that my proposal would be that we accept this. And I do think possibly by the way I'm showing it on my screen, like it's hard to keep the context, like Phil was talking about, for example, like we don't want people to read this and think that we're proposing that people write credentials like with this has concept term. We want to make clear that the framing of what we're talking about here, but I think that's more editorial versus this content, which I think we now understand the context for. So I would like to propose that we merge it with those clarifications if needed, but then also we should have editors and authors and reach out to me if you're interested in that. We have some discussion about K-12 assertions. Marty, do you want to talk to that?
Yeah, so we've been working on kind of the CLR JSON model, and I was just wondering where K-12 assertions like GPA or even a you know, base64 encoded interpretation of the transcript might fall in these concepts, because those assertions seem to overlap these concepts. And so I was just kind of wondering if there was a specific one that you thought about, or is that separate?
Anthony, you mentioned concept 3. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yes, so shortly, anything that's the result of some kind of assessment, generally we consider as concept 3 for the moment. You could put a K-12 assertion there. Now, if the transcript makes references to learning outcomes achieved as well, you might say concept 3 with references to concept 2, but basically concept 3 is meant to be any type of diploma, transcript, or any other, let's say, typical paper formal education institution would be.
So for me, the language there is just a little confusing where you say formal assessment process, because that, I guess it could be considered a course as an assessment of skills, but just some way to clarify that language a little bit would be helpful. A formal education process or I don't know how what the right terminology is, but the term assessment from a K-12 perspective is very specific versus, you know, a course per se.
Yeah, I think, let's see.
And maybe getting too granular here, so.
No, that's good. There's two paths to what I'm thinking right now. One is that, so I think this framing of like what concepts we're trying to address is critical. I think then within that, we're going to call out, there's a few specific examples that we want to demonstrate. I'm not sure if we haven't yet locked down what those examples are. And so I think, you know, for example, if you want to propose this K-12 example, that might be a good one, especially if that's something that's happening in LER pilots. So there's one thing that we might actually sort of take a stab at mapping that out in the context of this document. But at the same time, I think for, you know, further refinement of that language, I'd like to land this PR and then keep iterating on that. So for example, we could either open issues or PRs and come back to it in other discussions. I don't know if there's an easy change to that, but I think that we have some people here who could help, you know, refine that language. So I'd recommend opening an issue in on the VCED models repo to sort of clarify how K-12 terminology fits in.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Joshua, was that, I don't know if that was a comment. I'm not sure what struck means. Phil?
Which Phil?
Oh, yes. You, Phil. Well,
I think what I think Anthony's trying to do is, as I described in the chat, is lay out a sort of a superstructure for this conversation within which more detailed things need to fit, or for which, if they don't, the superstructure needs to be questioned. And the one thing that I did notice in here is that non-formal or informal learning activities, I'm not sure quite fit in the superstructure at this stage, because they can be every bit as evidence-based as a structured thing. They're just not presented in the context of the learning outcome intended. They are often occurring in work and various other non-learning focused structured activity.
Yeah, and that's what I was about to elaborate on what Marty was saying. There's a set of things that I wouldn't call our achievements, but our summary outcomes, such as GPA, right? We're dealing with two or three different kinds of GPA, core GPA, total GPA, and sectional GPA kind of components of a transcript. And those are not individually achievements, but they're summaries of a bunch of achievements. I might argue that the credential itself is also a summary of a bunch of achievements. And then in addition, there's a bunch of information that occurs in the transcript that describes the context of the achievement, but not an achievement in and of itself. You know, like what term in which the achievement was achieved, or the time period that the credential was awarded, etc. So there's many things that I don't think fall into these concept buckets that are important to something like a transcript, and have been formalized in many transcript structures. And then I think what Phil was saying also goes along with that. There's many things in the job context that are contextual or summary that don't fall into these buckets.
And Anthony, you're on the queue.
Okay. What you are referring to, Joshua, I fully agree and I understand. I mean, I think this is something we could add in. In terms of what Philip was saying, could I ask you for a little more explanation in the sense that for me, in terms of an example, because for me, what's this is what concept one was for, to describe informal learning, where you say, I just did something. It wasn't part of an educational program or so on. Here's something I did. Here's my work experience. It's just something I did. Or you could use concept two to say, I have this skill. I'm not telling you anything about this program, etc. So I'm not quite understanding what's missing, if something is absolutely no issue, but I need a couple of examples to get what you're coming from.
Kim?
Yeah, Phil L.
thanks, Anthony. I think the main crux of it is, and I think Joshua was alluding to this, is that the context, I think, seems to matter. And so one might, for example, in the context of working on an accounting system in a job, become facile with particular methods of calculation that involve statistical calculations of one sort or another. And that's, and learning it that way, as opposed to being in a course in accounting that's specifically intended to build a structure for you to learn those sorts of things, to me at least, implies a different set of experiences that, on the one hand, both lead to the ability to do a particular thing, but the non-structured approach conveys that that was done because the person brought to it something that they were able to leverage to build, to achieve that outcome, as opposed to having that constructed in an intentional way for them to be able to build on. Don't know if that helps you.
I understand completely. What I would suggest is either you or I can do it. I would suggest that we open an issue for the GPA example and for this example. I would keep it as a use case, and then basically we can give it a shot and trying to break it into concepts.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, I think PII might be too meaty to get into now. we might have that as a separate discussion with maybe with a little more preparation. Anyone have anything else to add? We might be able to end a little bit early, if not. Phil Barker.
Yeah, could you scroll down a wee bit on the screen, please, Kim?
Yes.
Okay, so It's part of what I covered in my last ramble. I think what I'd like to see in this, and what you know, if you like, I can, you know, if this is accepted as a pull request, I can build on that, is that the schema has concept shouldn't go to something that's got a definition. It should go straight to the definition of the thing. And the instance should be an instance of the thing. So if you have schema has credential, then what you have underneath that is the idea of the credential and type credential, which is already a type in schema, and then consider adding to the credential class in schema.org a has instance property, which goes to what's listed here as a separate property instance. Because what I'm not seeing here are you know, types. I'm not seeing domains that match what's in schema.org at the moment. I can imagine a has completed that goes to a course, and then you can use the existing course instance to point to the particular instance of the course. So I don't think I want to try and explain that any further in words, but if this is accepted as a pull request, I can try editing it to show more clearly what I mean.
One thing I'm wondering is maybe having the schema prefix is, maybe having the schema prefix is sending our heads in the wrong direction, because I think I'm seeing this not necessarily as something that someone would express directly. So Phil B, I definitely hear what you're saying, like in terms of how schema.org works, you would have some of this in the type. I think that this is just calling out a meta structure again. And I think one way we might do that is just expressing it more like in pseudocode rather than in JSON, just making it clear, like, this is not a thing that we're recommending you go off and do. These are the high level elements. And then in terms of how it's actually implemented, I think is what I'd really like to get that from you, because I think that's, you know, how that maps to schema.org, what's in there right now, that would be very useful. But I could take a stab at that if Anthony is all right. Obviously, I submit as a PR, but Anthony, what do you think about that? Like, if I sort of rework it into kind of more pseudocode, kind of less weighty than JSON LD and maybe the interpretations people are taking with it?
No problem at all from my side. Okay. Anything that makes it clearer and lets us have some fun debating.
Cool. That sounds good. Okay, so yeah, it seems like Phil agrees we're getting distracted by JSON and for has credential. Okay. Any other comments before we end the call? So I wanted to thank everyone. This was extremely useful for sort of start working through some of the issues. We're going to continue having, what are these called? Working sessions and, you know, focusing on this and any related efforts. So learner wallet discussions might come up more in the coming weeks as a separate issue, but it would be nice to get this thing closer to landed and finished off, or at least at a stable point where we can continue iterating in the background. So Phil, reiterate next steps. Good idea. So we have a lot of them. So first, we need editors and authors, and they don't have to be the final set, but I'd appreciate if people could reach out to me directly. If you're interested in being an editor or author, just email me. And so we need some names on the spec. The editors are the people who should review the PRs as they come in. And so this will be a good forcing function. Let's see. Okay, so then we get editor, we merge this, and then we start reworking into some something that captures this discussion. So for example, it seemed like the framing of it, describing it as JSON LD versus something more pseudocode type of thing, was maybe confusing people. So I'll take a stab at that. There were a few other things that came up. For example, Joshua Marks had a good term for it, summary outcome or something that he was using GPA as an example, where in our concepts, we didn't quite have a category for that yet. So I think that I would appreciate it if we could get Phil Long and Joshua Marks to hopefully add some details there. So we'll probably need to do that in a tracking issue. So I can send that out. Oh, thank you, Phil. You're writing them to me. So yes. So the other one would be creating an issue around, I think he was calling it summary outcomes, perhaps.
Yeah, summary outcomes and outcome context. Yeah. We're sort of the two buckets, or the outcome context is going to be tricky because it occurs at all levels of the hierarchy.
Great. And then there was one other thing that I just am remembering from way further back in the discussion, is Phil Long mentioned around recommendations about use of DIDs. And you had mentioned OIDC. I think that there's several layers to it. But I do think that it would be useful for this document to have something around at least a descriptive definition of how DIDs can be used, because I think I'll be able to provide that. Any more thorough examination of which DIDs are useful for which kind of context would be out of scope, but I think we could bring something like that in scope. So that's the last thing that we had. Privacy, PII will definitely come up again. So I don't know if there's an issue we need to create right now, but we'll come back to that. Great. Thank you so much, Phil. You saved me some time.
Trying to help.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I will see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Thank you.